欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。大部分人不管上班还是上学，都会长时间的坐着，其实这样对身体健康非常不利。很多人都会讲 ，Sitting is the new smoking， 久坐就是新型的吸烟。今天分享几个非常实用的小技巧，可以让你不管是在上班还是上学的时候，尽量少坐。
Ways to sit less at work. You've heard it before. Sitting is the new smoking.New research finds that even if you're active, logging 8 hours a day on your rear end in front of the computer can shorten your lifespan.
有不少人都听过，久坐其实就是新型的吸烟。有一项研究表明呢，就是即使你很活跃，但是久坐呢会影响你的寿命。在这句话当中 ，log 作为动词指的是行驶、行进的意思。这篇文章 on your rear end 应该就指的是你的臀部了，因为是久坐嘛。
Lifespan,
寿命的意思。
But now you can try these tips to cut time in your chair without turning your cube into gym franchise.
Cut time, 减少时间。这句话的意思就是在不把你的这个小格子，因为我们每个人办公的时候都会有一个 cube, 在不把你的这个小格子变成健身房的情况下呢，有这样几个非常棒的小方法可以让你减少坐的时间。
Number one, get a step counter.
准备一个计数器。
If you see you're far under 10,000 steps for the day, you might get up and walk the halls rather than surf the web when you need a break.
Far under, 远远低于什么？就是说，当你看到自己走的路呢，远远低于一万步的时候，这个时候你会下意识的起来，休息的时候会在走廊上走一走。
Number two, set an alarm,
就是设一个闹钟了。其实我们大多数人都是无意识的就坐了很长时间。
Unconscious 就指的是无意识的。Much sitting is unconscious. Set an alarm to remind yourself to get up at least once an hour to grab a drink, stretch, or otherwise engage your muscles.
有了闹钟的提醒之后呢，我们至少会一个小时站起来一次，然后呢，至少喝杯水吧。Stretch 指的是伸展的意思，比如说伸个懒腰 ，stretch。还有 otherwise 要么就是 engage your muscles
engage 有很多意思有从事雇佣或者说是吸引啊很多但是在这个语境下它应该指的是锻炼或者说是让什么动起来运动的意思 Number three, stay hydrated Drinking water has many upsides but one obvious side effect is that you have to hit the bathroom frequently
那我们都知道其实喝水有很多好处那这个好处可以用这个单词 upside 来表示但水喝太多也有很明显的副作用
side effect
就指的是副作用的因为你会频繁的上厕所
Number four, eat elsewhere
在别处吃饭不少上班族会在午饭的时候自带便当或是点外卖如果时间比较紧张他们很少会出去就餐
If your favorite lunch joint is a quarter mile awayThat's an extra half mile you walk daily. But even if you're brown bagging it, find a spot for a picnic and invite colleagues to join you.
Joint 有关节或者结合点的意思，这里应该就指的是你有一个比较喜欢吃饭的地方。
A quarter mile 就指的是四分之一英里了。
如果你吃饭的地方离你的办公室有四分之一英里，那么你每天就可以多走半英里啦。
But even if you're brown bagging it,
这里 brown bag 指的是自带便当。你也可以找一个野餐的地方，邀请同事和你一起吃。还有几个非常可行有效的小方法，我们来听一下。
Number five, do a standing meeting,
就是你站着开会。
Number six, try a standing desk.
其实不少健身房的电脑桌子都好高啊，这样呢可以极大的减少你坐的机会。
Number seven, visit your colleagues.
就是可以在上班的时候拜访你的同事，当然这个也是谈论工作上的事情啦。
Number eight, hit the office gym.
如果你的办公室有健身器材，那就一定要好好利用一下了。这里用的动词呢是 hit
the office gym.
Gym 指的是健身房的意思，直译过来呢就是去办公室的健身房。最后我们再来听一下刚才所读到的英文。
Ways to sit less at work. You've heard it before.Sitting is the new smoking. New research finds that even if you're active, logging 8 hours a day on your rear end in front of the computer can shorten your lifespan. But now you can try these tips to cut time in your chair without turning your cube into gym franchise. Number 1. Get a step counter. If you see you're far under 10,000 steps for the day, you might get up and walk the halls rather than surf the web when you need a break. Number two, set an alarm. Much sitting is unconscious. Set an alarm to remind yourself to get up at least once an hour to grab a drink, stretch, or otherwise engage your muscles. Number three, stay hydrated. Drinking water has many upsides, but one obvious side effect is that you will have to hit the bathroom frequently. Number four, eat elsewhere. If your favorite lunch joint is a quarter mile away, that's an extra half mile you walk daily. But even if you're brown bagging it, find a spot for a picnic and invite colleagues to join you. Number five, do a standing meeting. Number six, try a standing desk. Number seven, visit your colleagues. Number eight, hit the office gym.